You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Once again, guys, this is The Investor Show. As always, this is your host, Prince Dykes, coming live from Denver, Colorado. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment, share button, all the other goofy stuff like that. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I appreciate the tremendous support we have been getting around the globe. Everybody has been downloading. Tell your friends and stuff like that if you like the content. If you got a question or anything like that, you guys know to hit me up at askprince@royalfinancials.com. And it's in the description box as well. Don't forget to, hit the subscribe button on. We on iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff like that. And when your friends are not looking, unlock their phone and hit the subscribe button as well. But anyway, guys. As always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it.
What up? What up? It's your boy Vigo Saatchi. This is The Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
As you guys probably can see in the description box, got an NFL athlete on the line that wants to become the mayor of his hometown. NFL athlete to mayor. That's a pretty interesting pass right there. But we want to hear about, we're going to get to know more about Mr. Mike Willis and things like that. We have him live here on the line. Right now, Mike, where are you at right now? I forgot to ask you that.
Phoenix? I'm in Arizona. I'm in Tempe, okay. Arizona.
Okay, all right. So he's out there in Arizona right now. So for the people that's tuning in that want to know a little bit more about you, who is Mr. Mike Willis?
So my name is Mike Willie. I'm from Compton, California.
My bad, Willie. I'm from Willis. Willie. There you go. Got
it. Yeah, okay. Willie, Willis, William, same difference, same thing. It's all good. But so I'm Mike Willie. I'm from Compton, California. About 27 years old. Just turned 27. Birthday, June 17th. I'm going to start. Want me to start with a good introduction, or you want me to get into it?
Just let give people a little background, because you're from Compton, right?
Yes, sir.
So what is a kid from Compton, how'd you make it to the NFL? Let's start there.
Man, that's probably one of the greatest questions, because the whole trick to the trade was just believing in the vision. So growing up in Compton, you got all these obstacles in the way. But I can't really say I had control over, the motion I was going, because my mom had full control over that. She put me in football. She found out I was energetic. I was, getting in my little troubles, but not too much trouble. So she put me in a football. I got in the football, and that kind of controlled my actions. So she used that as a pedestal, keep me in the right lane. So if anything, I'll give it to my mom to kind of tighten me up and then put me on a good structure to keep me on the path to, get to where I made it to. So coming up in Compton, you'll be distracted and walking off track, but I could say my mom put me on punishment every day, through my whole childhood, kind of kept me on track and kept me kind of locked in to the focus, really. So,
okay. Now, shouts out to your mom. Good job, because not a lot of people come, I think I rode by Compton. No, I never been in Compton. I think I was on the Interstate 5, and it said Compton that way. I think that's the closest I ever got to Compton. And I kept it pushing. Yeah, I had no business there. I didn't know nobody there. I just, I'm like, hey, I saw Boys in the Hood. I want a part of that. But now,
oh, man.
So your first team, you signed with the San Diego Chargers. How was that feeling signing with the San Diego Chargers?
Man, it was a blessing. I couldn't have been more happy, because I was reaching my goal. But I really wasn't satisfied, because my goal was to be the Steve Smith, the Antonio Gates, and, the Malcolm Floyds, and, Antonio Brown. So I was happy, but I was still, on the grind and locked in, because I still was not even there yet, because I still had to put in the work. So I was happy, but I was more nervous and prepared to show off and build myself and learn from what I had coming to me. So, but to make it to that point in life, it was just like, dang, I'm really here. When, as I look at it now, but when you're in the moment, you kind of don't really feel that moment. So But when I look back at it now, man, that's kind of one of the greatest feelings ever, you know, just dreaming of a situation. And then when you look up, you in that situation and that dream is kind of real. So I would say that was kind of, you know, life changing because it put every other goal that I had in mind and put it on a even playing field with getting to the NFL. So I knew the efforts to achieve that goal. So I knew if I wanted to go to be a scientist, I knew I had to at least press the issue. I know if I wanted to run for mayor, I know I had to press the issue with 100% efforts towards that goal. So for sure that sparked some things in my brain, you know, to let me know that I can't finish on major projects, you know, finishing on, you know, a major workload. So it kind of changed everything and made everything real and not a, you know, vision plus proper action equals success and vision minus proper action equals hallucination. And just to know that I wasn't hallucination and I was putting in the proper action, you know, that made a tremendous, you know, change in my life, knowing that I can do what I wanted to do. So going to NFL, oh, it sparked everything and it was a great feeling. And meeting Antonio Gates for the first time and Phillip Rivers and, you know, North Turner and just being around that and Vincent Brown. Oh, man, it was crazy. Crazy environment.
Now, out of all the people you met in the NFL, was there anybody that got you starstruck?
Yeah.
One person that you looked at that you was kind of like, you almost went into groupie mode a little bit. Tell the truth, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, my dog, Steve Smith. Big bro Steve Smith, man. He crazy. I watched him growing up, and he was just my type of guy. And he's from the same city I'm from. He's from the West Coast. I'm Compton. He right down the way. He over there in Gardena, around there. So when I went to Baltimore, I got blessed to have my locker room right next to his. My locker was right next to his, and he big bro me, and I was just there to, you know, soak up all the information. I was just there like, damn, this is Steve Smith. Like, we over here chopping it up. We over here. He telling me all the tricks to the trade right now. He's showing me, you know how to make it happen. So being around him, it was just kind of, I was just more quiet and more just looking at him because he was a beast. Oh, man, shoot. You know, I could say from anybody in Compton that's coming up.
He was a little older. He was a little bit older, too, in Baltimore, so he still had the juice.
Yeah, still had the juice. Well, I haven't seen this dude. I'm over here watching him on the sideline like, damn, this dude really make plays. Like, this dude is an animal, and that's why I looked up to him. So, starstruck, you know, I wasn't starstruck, but I was OG struck. Like, you know, an OG around, you just be quiet and you pay attention. Because he got a lot to teach you. And that's exactly what I got out of Steve Smith. And he showed support. He looked out for my Willie Works Foundation. He gave me some money to, you know, to get everything going and help get everything moving with the summer camp at Tucker Park in Compton, California. We had the mathematics program. We had the business management, money technique, writing workshop. He helped support that. And, you know, that's what big brothers do. And I didn't know him until I went to Baltimore and we built a good connection. And it was, you know, that's what big brothers do. And besides that, I would say Steve Smith. And I could put Antonio Gates in there, too. First time I got to San Diego, we were about to run our first gashers. I ran over Antonio Gates like, hey, Antonio Gates, what's up? I'm like, Willie, it's crazy meeting you right now. Man, it's crazy being right next to you. But I'm about to go get it, trying to get like you. And he just smiled, said, all right, bro. He welcomed me in, and I just ran off. And I ran my gashes and, you know, was dead by the end of practice.
Wow. That's nice. My big starstruck moment was going to an NFL game.
Oh, man.
That was it. But, you know, you talk about playing with the guys, hanging out with them, all that stuff like that, you know, that's crazy. You know, I'm even, you know, honored to have someone like you on the line right now here on the podcast, you know, to meet NFL guys. Because, you know, I'm the guy, you know, I didn't have no athletic ability. So I just, you know, I was the one who was just watching on TV and stuff like that, you know, have a little fantasy league. That's about it. Now, with this being said, you get into the league and you meet people. What is one of the biggest misconceptions that you think that people see the NFL? Or what's one of those things that you was like, man, I thought it was going to be like this. But it's actually like this. Did you have any of those moments?
Yeah, I thought it would be kind of, you know, you walk, if you're the man in college, you're the man. I hear the rumors that you you know, you kind of everybody the same talent when you go to that next level. But it's different when you get in that arena and everybody, they're pretty sharp. And you sharp yourself and every other tool is sharp too. So you know, when you get to that arena, everybody got something to offer in different ways. And basically, you got to just stick to your script and sharpen your tools in your shed. Because once you start focusing on somebody else's tools, that's when you kind of get left behind and you get lost in the shuffle. So just understanding that, you know, you can be the sharpest in the shed if you work to get it. But coming into the situation, you are going to see some matches and some people that's, you know, moving and got their values parallel to their actions. So understanding that, that was a perfect deal.
Okay, so because in college, you're like the man, big man on campus. You go to the NFL, then people are just like just as fast as you. They're just, you know, they're just as sharp or sharper. And, you know, you kind of like, you know, is that a big pill to swallow?
That's a big pill to swallow when you in practice and you get in only three plays in practice and you're used to getting 30, you know, getting, you know, 10 plays and only two balls thrown at you. You know, you're used to getting all the balls. So it's definitely a change in environment.
Okay. Now, what are you saying right now with the NFL? Are you consider yourself done with it? Free agent? Where are you at now?
Right now, I'm a free agent. Working hard, waiting to get picked up by another team. Besides that, I'm here finishing my degree, putting in the efforts to get my degree so I can make this run when it's time to win this, you know, this mayor run after Asia Brown, after doing a wonderful job in Compton. I would love to come in after her and, you know, just make and pick up where she left off. But besides that, just working out and waiting for my shot in the NFL. And then I've been interning over here while I'm finishing my degree. I'm interning with a Scholar Ballers program, going to the different high schools every Monday and talking to the different freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors, giving them the curriculum of, you know, that vision plus proper action equals success, and giving them, you know, that motivation to make it through and, you know, connect with the right friends and build the right team so they could make the, you know, the right movements and go to college and succeed. But besides that, I am about to intern with Aaron Edwards, our new head coach, OG in the game, a guru in the game. So hopefully that all falls through and I'll be right there interning and learning right from him and, you know, being able to connect and kind of, you know, just show him how to, you know, because I was here at ASU before he was here and kind of give him the youth perspective of how ASU goes and connect with the youth and connect with him and just do the whole thing to help the program move to the next level.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something very interesting there. You said you're a free agent right now, but you want to become the mayor in 2020. What made you decide you want to become the mayor of Compton?
The thing that made me want to do that was because I know the mayor position is about connections. I know it's about loyalty. I know it's about, you know, being the right person with the plan and, you know, the energy to make stuff happen and get everybody else to want to make stuff happen and make stuff happen. And I feel like I have what it takes to, you know, move in the right direction and bring these connections to the city and make stuff brand new and get everything we need to help our inner city kids and help our inner city youth. While I'm in school, I'm doing a lot of my papers is on inner city development, or, you know, the different type of CRITCOM and it's just in depth on learning how to bring a city together and build a city. And I made it to the NFL. I know it was hard. I did it off of me believing in just myself and what I wanted to do. And I'm sincere to that situation. I love my people. I love my family. I love, you know, my brothers and my sisters. And I know I can do the job. If I can make it to the NFL, I know I can go through with a plan, with a team of people, with a city council, with a city to get information from and just put together a plan and go with it. That's easy to do. If I can sit here and, you know, be in a playbook and have all these different adjustments off of a defense movements, man, it can't be that hard. But just with the right team, I just know that I know I can bring these connections and, you know, bring some information that I got to put it in the loop to make things grow. And, you know, grow, because Compton is a beautiful city. I have a lot of strong people that come out of it.
Got it. Okay. That's, you know, I have to commend you on taking that step to really make a difference and to really make a change, because, you know, that's a tremendous story. You know, a little kid coming from Compton, making it to the NFL, to becoming the mayor of Compton himself, you know, that's you're still a young man. You're only, what, 27, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're only 27 years old, and you're making some great strides. So, you know, I got to take my hat off and, you know, give you a round of applause for that, you know, for taking that drive to become the mayor of your city. Now, this is my question, right? Now, say you're getting ready to go for 2020, and let's say in 2019, you get a phone call from the NFL. What are you going to do?
Yeah, 2019, that's a long time away, and I know that kind of would be, because I'm 27, I know they wouldn't want me that late. If anything, I would hope that they would want me right now in my prime. I'm 27. I'm perfect for the situation, development as a young man and a professional. You know, I understand the situation. So I would hope they would take me now, because, in you know, 2029, I would hope to be just locked into the coach and, you know, just locked in to learn under Herm and, you know, building my thing for the, for my mayor run. But besides that, I would go back.
Except they gave you the call now. Except they gave you the call right now. And, you know, you had to play for, you know, maybe 2-3 years, something like that. Which one are you going to choose? Are you going to take the mayor election, or do you want to stay with the NFL? Or can you do both? I don't know.
Yeah, because I know, I don't know, I don't want to be quoted on this, but if the mayor is a half-time, if it's a part-time job, then most definitely I can do duties to, I can work something out. But besides that, I would try to do both at the same time, because that's what my granny taught me. I never limit myself. So that would be my answer. Do both at the same time, but I don't know if it equally is, if that information is correct. But if not, then I'll sit down with the team and we'll have to talk some serious business, because, you know, the NFL is here to help the people, and mayor job is here to help the people, and the NFL supports that. So if I did have a conversation with the NFL, like, oh, this is a good way to go, because we can, you know, create this system and, you know, put different schools and, you know, just create this whole system that the NFL could help by me branching off and then, you know, starting NFL on the education side. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to leave the NFL. I would just hopefully have a conversation to spark this situation that can, you know, balance both sides, because I do want to help the people, and that's what the NFL is creating. You know, people that entertain the people, help the people, you know? We entertain them, we keep them happy. When we score them touchdowns and dancing, they're happy because we're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, you know, you've been in the NFL and, you know, being with the Chargers and the Ravens. Mm-hmm. You know, that means that you made some money, right? Now, mm-hmm. when you got your check, what is the first thing Mike Willie bought?
First thing Mike Willie bought, mm-hmm. the show went to get me. He eat me some food, and I bought me some clothes, and I got me a spot. I didn't buy it. I did rent it because I didn't understand what was going on yet. But I got to that point. We got some land out of Lancaster, and I got some other land. So I got about 3 plots of land. But with my first checks, I kind of just live life and enjoy my moments, have my connections, started my nonprofit. Saved it for a little bit. You know, I was just kind of living the moment. Wasn't really too many plans. I really didn't have too many plans. I was 21, you know, but I did start my nonprofit when I first got my check. Most of the things, I was just kind of relaxing, enjoying the moments.
Okay. Now, I'm glad to hear that you at least bought some land. that you bought some property or something like that, you know, something of some form of investing or whatnot. Because, you know, we are a financial literacy show as well, and we like to hone in on that. So, you know, we see a lot of stories of athletes that, you know, mess up a lot of money that a lot of us don't probably see in our lifetime. So, you know, that's great that you went out and bought some land and stuff like that. Now, going forward, you know, what advice would you give to someone who's younger that was in your position when they was at Arizona State getting ready to sign with the team, or maybe getting drafted, or a high school kid or a middle school kid who has that dream and aspirations to one day make it to the NFL? What would you tell them?
To the person, to the kid that's, you know, goal is make it to the NFL and, you know, be successful and be this vision that they have in their mind, I would say, believe in your vision and make that your number one value, and only do things that make the way to your value successful. The parallel connection got to be strong and, you know, 100% efforts towards your value. And that's where you can make it easy. You know, if you start sidetracking and using your energy to do stuff not towards your value, that's when you lose track, and then that's when you kind of fall back and your goal gets farther away and it makes it harder. So what I would say to the kid that's trying to make the NFL, keep your values the number one goal, because that's what the effort's going to go into. Don't make nothing more important than your value. And if your value's NFL, then that's what you're going to go get, because you're not going to do nothing that gets in the way of that. So what I will tell the kid over and over and over again, make your value your number one choice. Make that your value everything. Make that more important than calling your mama, even though it's not. But you got to want to go get it. You got to go get it. You got to bring out these extra energy that it takes to go get it. Because you can get lazy, but if you make that value your number one, you know, number one thing in your life, man, it's going to be on your mind all day. You're going to dream about it. You're going to sleep about it. You're going to wake up and daydream about it. So yeah, that's what I would tell them. I'll tell them, keep your value your number one goal, and you'll be good, and you'll go at it.
All right. Yeah, I heard that, you know, he said keep your values your number one goal. That's coming directly from an NFL athlete. You know, I'm nowhere near close to the NFL. But, you know, it's a lot of kids out there that look up to you guys, that see you guys, and, you know, one day they want to make it there. You know, they want all the glitz and the glamour. And, you know, that's great that they get to hear from and see someone like yourself. Now, I got to ask a question, right, you know, with the NFL and things like that and going forward, what is Mike Willie investing in?
Mike Willie is investing in the community, investing in the people of the city. Besides that, I'm be investing in my farming land, got some agriculture projects, I got some livestock projects, some cattle, some horses, got a lot of horses in Compton. With the Junior Posse, they do a great job over there with my family over there. Junior Posse run a great program for the kids, so we'll be duplicating that process, you know, with the horses. But besides that, all my efforts is going into the community. If I can get to every juvenile delinquent center in the United States, every middle school, every elementary, every inner city, to put a community development program to, you know, help these inner cities get back on track to create these funds for these different educational programs. You know, the inner cities with the, you know, not that many computers or not that many of the teachers, you know, to get a program together where we can start gathering that stuff for the cities. You know, it's a big project, but I'm dedicated, you know, all my purposes and my values is the community. So I'm doing this for the community. So I want, you know, I want to change the communities, not one community, not Compton only. You know, there's other different inner cities that have the same problems, but I want it to be a effect. After all, we can get it going in Compton. With all these creative minds, every city can get it going, you know, with these problems. We can create these community maintenance programs that give jobs and just different distractions than having guns and, you know, drugs on the streets. Talking about these community maintenance programs, getting them clean the streets. We get these different counseling programs. We can get different math study programs and science programs. We can get so many programs going. We just got to get the right teams working and the right people, you know, in line for it. Besides that, that's what I'm investing in. I'm investing my money, my time, with the youth of the people.
to the people.
Awesome. That's great. That's pretty cool that, to hear you say livestock and agriculture, and that you're investing in agriculture, that you're interested in agriculture. That's very unique. And that's something that we don't hear a lot. So I take my hat off to you for that. And you may spark a whole other culture of people that may want to get into livestock. Myself, I have never invested into livestock. I don't know enough about livestock itself, but that's a cool aspect too, to hear, you know, NFL athlete, you know, putting his money into, you know, livestock and property and things like that. Very, very cool. So the next thing I wanted to ask you is, like, you know, now you're going to, what's going to be the next step for Willie? I know you're in college right now, right? You're free agent in NFL. You're in college, you're NFL, free agent NFL right now. What's going to be the next step? Are you going to prepare for NFL? Or are you going to start the mayor? You know, which one are you going to put?
I'm preparing for NFL.
Okay.
I'm full go NFL right now. I'm full go NFL. I'd love to get picked up by a team so they can, you know, spark this. I would love to play for the Chargers. I would be dope playing for Wiz, you know, or going to the Rams or going to any team, period, just to, you know, show my skills and get this message across with the NFL, you know, right behind me. Even though they got me now, even though I'm a free agent, they still have my back. But just being on the team and having, you know, another nice team behind me, and me talking to the kids and going to these different schools and juvenile delinquent centers, you know, that all ties in because they listen more when they got an NFL player in their presence. They listen. They change right away. I've seen it. Once I tell the kids I'm an NFL player, they're locked in. Their ears open up. They're receiving all information. So me getting on any NFL team right now, because I'm going to work hard. You know, I know the efforts it takes. But I know the community needs us. I'm a team working player, a leader. So for sure I'm working hard for NFL right now. But most definitely on the front of my mind, not the back of my mind, is the people and me creating different ways to help the people and make things move smoothly or get better, you know, throughout the years.
Okay. But I hope you come to the Denver Broncos. You know, because I'm out here in Denver.
Man.
So.
Love Denver. I love Denver.
Exactly. Coming out to the Denver Broncos, you know, and so I can have you in studio. But,
yeah.
You know, but that's cool.
Oh.
Because, you know,
I'm sorry about
they
that.
Need a whole lot of, they need a whole lot of help right now. So,
Brock over here doing his thing. Well, yeah. Brock. I said, I love Brock. That's over there. Osweiler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Okay. Now, listening, sitting back, what is there anything that you want people to take away from this? Or is there anything you want to leave with the people? You know, we spoke about your coming from Compton, you know, going into college, signing with the Chargers. You know, from getting into the NFL to how you investing to playing with the Ravens and becoming an NFL free agent, and then having, you know, 2020 Mayor Compton on your mind. You know, but at the same time, you're trying to say, hey, well, right now I'm young. You know, I got talent. I'm working hard. I'm a free agent. I'll be good for a team right now. But also I'm keeping it on my mind that, you know, I want to become a man. You're about the people. Is there anything else that you want to leave with the people out there?
Yeah, what I would leave, I would just leave with the people that it's not about me. I'm just here to give the message that was through the journey. And all I would say is, and what I would leave with the people is, just live every day, be happy, take the energy that you're happy with and use that towards doing what makes you happy. Be happy. Don't let nobody take that from you. And if they try to take that from you, fight it off. And it's all right to be sad. It's all right to hurt. But just know that everything's in divine order. And if you're good to the universe will be good to you. So you treat the people around you that come in encounter with you with respect and love. The universe will bless you with that same energy. And most definitely, divine order will have you set every time. So if you show that good energy to the people around you, acts of kindness, treating people with their respect, that same energy will come back to you no matter what. Most definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, treat people how you want to be treated, and the energy that you put out is the energy that you're going to attract. So, you know, that's very good, you know, advice for you, advice for anybody out there that's listening and they hear from you. And I know you're saying, Mike Willie, that you're saying, hey, man, you know, if I could get into NFL, a lot of kids are listening, but it's a lot of, you have a lot of influence right now, because how many people are walking around that ever picked up a football that ever said that they ever made it to the NFL? It's less than 1% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Or less than 1% of people that ever picked up a football can say, hey, I ever caught a pass, you know, did anything or ever got paid to play this sport. It's not that many people that can say it. So just the simple fact that you made it to that point, you have a lot of influence. If you never played for another down or got drafted by another team, you still got the respect of everybody out there, because, I mean, look at these coaches and look at these other people. How many ever made it to the elite level of what they're doing, you know? So it's a lot of people that pick up the football. It's a lot of people that run it. I'm just giving you my outside personal opinion, but it's not that many people that would ever play for a team. So I take my hat off to you for that, for making it. I know you're still a young man and you still got a bright future in front of you. Whether it's with the NFL or whether it's doing with politics back in your hometown of Compton. And, you know, I appreciate you for coming on and taking the time out your day. And if there's anything that I can do or Investor Show or anything that we can do, just definitely let us know. We're on one phone call, text, email, all that good stuff away. And, you know, I wish you the best on your future endeavors as well. Is there anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
I want to thank you for having me on it. On the show, and I appreciate it. I will come back anytime. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike Willis, for stopping by.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you.
All right. Let me close out here real quick. As always, guys, this is the Investor Show. This is your host, Prince Dice. I'm your host, the Prince of Investing, and this is Mr. Mike Willie, NFL athlete. We'll probably see him on, hopefully we get to see him on another Sunday. If not, we'll see him in Compton, being the mayor in 2020. Thank you guys for tuning in. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.
You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.